Michael Ray in the studio. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, we're on the air. Grab the microphone, the headphones, whatever you got.
Mess around, bro. We're going to mess around, bro.
Hey, Buffy.
Michael's got him a new album.
Yeah, that's our man scent.
Yeah.
That's us. Here, jump on that one right there. Yeah, now we're good.
Here we are.
Hey, Patrick, grab these candles here, and let's see if Michael can tell what scent is what.
Are these homemade candles?
Yeah, D makes his own candles.
Smell that one. So what do you think that is?
This is a smoke. This is like smoky, like a Woody's fire.
It's a fire. It's a campfire. This is like a fall scent, you know. Okay. Oh, my bad.
You're giving him hints.
I'm stupid.
This is that out. This is the pumpkin.
Yes.
Like the cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
apple,
right.
Cinnamon, not pumpkin.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ish.
The last one there. That's my favorite one.
I'm trying to think what this is. It smells great.
It's the brain is really weird because I could tell you it's anything.
It's like a sweet candy smell.
Yeah, I could tell you anything that's kind of close to it, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's absolutely it. And that could tell you something else that's similar to it, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's it, too.
It smells like Skittles taste.
It
does.
It does
smell like Skittles taste.
Yeah. It's actually blueberry pie.
You know what it is? It's Starburst. Smell it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Buffy,
dude, I need these candles for my house. Do you make these?
Yeah, he makes them.
I make them.
By the way, we sell them on our website. You can go and get
I'm going to buy some.
Yeah, they're even autographed.
All right, I'm in. I'm buying them. I'm serious. I'm going to the website.
But Patrick, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
I need them for my bus, too, man. You would think, like, once you put, like, a more space, you know, the band wouldn't stink so bad. But, man, I got a couple of my guys, dude. It's a real.
Guys just stink. We just, in general,
Do you ever have to enforce a bathing policy? Like,
yes.
Like,
yes.
Okay, guys, listen.
Like one person in the band.
Everybody has to shower at least every other day.
Yeah.
There's a guy
If Buffy's going to talk, grab a microphone.
Buffy, you know.
I don't think Buffy realizes.
Buffy's running out.
She doesn't even know we're on the air. She doesn't even know we're on the air.
She's
all off. That's incredible.
She came over here and hugged me like as we're talking. I'm like, that's weird.
I'm trying to work here.
Yeah, what are you doing? Hey, congrats on the new album. We were listening to some of it. One of them sounds like it's a movie trailer. Bubba was like, which one was that?
Her World of Mine, I think, was the one that sounds like.
There's no drum on it or anything. It's kind of that.
Yeah.
It sounds like the beginning of the Transformers. I'll play it.
Yes.
Coming next to a theater near you, far, far away.
It was a wonderful day.
It was a cold fall afternoon.
One of us still has our picture.
Yeah. It's that guitar, that thing, that sound. Or it also sounds like, watch, I'll back it up again.
Okay.
Think early morning beach scene with a drone overflight as you're looking down at the surfers.
Yeah, you're right.
That is.
Yes. Okay, rewind it again.
You really put me there.
Rewind it again. The sun coming up over the mountains. Play it from the beginning. Sun coming up over the mountains. You're laying in a hammock next to your lady. And that same shot, that slow fade.
If you're in the hammock with your lady, it's probably on the ground.
Wow, was that a fat joke?
Yeah.
It's bad about you.
He's lost 75 pounds over here.
Who gets into a hammock with another person?
Thank you, Michael. I've lost 75 pounds.
You guys
over
ever
here.
Been in a hammock with another person?
You ever been in one of those big hammocks? You've never been in a hammock with another person.
The one that I have on my patios, Stacy and I are in it all the time.
Honestly, on a hand of God, I've never been in a hammock.
My kids used to get up in the hammock with me and we'd read books and all kinds of stuff.
All joking aside, D, is it because you're afraid it will fall?
I got into one, and I'm not kidding. I went straight down to the floor. And I was
like it spun?
And I was like, no, I got in it.
Oh, it touched the floor.
Yeah, it was between two trees, and the trees literally just
and I went down to the ground. I was like, this is stupid. And I'll tell you something else that's dumb. canoes. I tried to do a canoe once. I got in it and get in the water, and it's like a bathtub. It comes up right to the edge. I'm like, this isn't going to work.
You needed a longer canoe.
Any kind of movement, and it's going to just flood in. Oh, Titanic.
Goodness. Well, you know, once they started making motors for boats, I was like, there's really no reason to row anymore.
I don't know, man. Kayaking is great.
No, it is great. I love to paddleboard. Growing up in Florida, we stood through the canals of Central Florida. That's fun. But yeah. I fall every time.
I feel the same way about when I see people running. I always think, don't you people have cars? Like, you know you have a car.
and the people who run in like the worst, like it's noon in the middle of summer.
Listen, or the dude like, running with his shirt off and it's like pouring down rain. Like, bro, you needed the cardio that bad today. Yeah. You couldn't take one day off. You're going to risk your life for some cardio?
In those shorts, those little shorts. Barely shorts.
There's a guy,
what's worse though?
There's a guy here who runs through the back parking lot behind our studio, and then we have like a stairwell, the fire escape, and he will go and like pull himself up.
He does pull-ups on our stairwell.
I got to tell y'all what I saw the other day at the Nashville airport. I'm on the escalator, of course, because they invented them. I'm not going to not use the escalator.
Right.
So I'm sitting there with my guitar, rolling down to get my bag. There's a lady doing squat stairs all the way up, Apple Watch, full Lululemon gear, waiting for her, whoever to get there, and is doing steps the entire, all the up, down. Now, that means she got there early enough to get a workout in.
She planned that.
Yeah, and then when the person you're waiting for to show up shows up, you're all sweaty and hey, babe,
give me a hug.
Oh my God, I haven't seen you in a week, and why do you smell like you've been working out?
The new album is called Amos, and Michael Ray's in the studio.
Big G and Bubba.